Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
You're putting yourself in the position to become aware of everything. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? That's more than I know right now, by the way. Did you know that? Everything is not available to everybody all at once. Why? You would literally be consumed by all that is. You would become part of that, and you would not be necessarily individualized like you are right now. You choose to sort of separate yourself from I'm everyone. Does anybody like to say I'm like everybody? You like to kind of be unique, different, right? And that's what this creation of all that is has allowed us to be. Back to the one. I'm by myself. I'm like one single hair. That hair is unique unto itself. And if anybody ever looked under a microscope about a hair, each one can look different than the other. Imagine that. How can one hair look different than the other? They're all sort of the same, aren't they? But yet they're different. And so you are. You're part of the big picture, the oneness of all, and then also you're unique unto yourself. The oneness. And that's a consciousness. Does everybody realize that that's what you're doing? When you recognize something, you are now putting a consciousness to that. Yeah. Does that make sense? You are now conscious of something. Like saying, most of us, after you were kind of, by the way, you were all programmed when you were growing up and somebody said you're a boy or a girl, right? Remember those days? Mm-hmm. Or did you think you were the girl and you realized, oh, really, I'm a boy? What happened? That was told to you right off the bat. Why didn't they make me a woman and let me, you girls, be the boys? Switch it around. No, but where did those words come from? Where did those ideas come from? Why did they call this a chair or a stool? Why didn't they call it a bed? Did anybody ever think about the names that we attach to things? Is it really my foot or is this really my foot? Okay. We've put and associated everything with names or identities. The chair, the bed, what is it? And believe it or not, that's consciousness as well. Because we have sort of labelized, identified, put it into a box. Who's got boxes, by the way? They put stuff in. They're called beliefs. Everybody has a box. Even the non-believers have boxes. Did you know that? Absolutely. Everybody has a box or belief. And I like to say my box has open ends. I allow ideas to leave or beliefs to leave and new beliefs to come in. Just like when I was maybe 4 or 5, I believed in Santa Claus. Well, I still could if I choose to believe in Santa Claus. But I have made a conscious choice to send Santa Claus somewhere else. That's okay. The rest of you guys keep having Santa Claus in your life. I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with you having Santa in your life, okay? So back to your own consciousness. Is yours different than mine? Is your box different than mine? Oh, yeah. We all got different boxes. Does that matter? No. That's what back to it makes it, well, that's you again. Makes you unique, different unto yourself because you have that oneness that you really are. And is that consciousness? Yes. It's all consciousness. Is everybody ready to have an apple today? We got apples galore, don't we? We're coming into the fall season. And they're going to start ripening up. And that also symbolizes, again, a little bit of what we're dealing with right now. This power of 8. And this month has been probably one of the more interesting months I've seen for a lot of people in my life already. Because their life seems to be flipped over. Not that's so unusual, but to have so many people say that, poof, look at the storms we've been having. Anybody knows about the earthquake in Italy? And the mass murder shootings, whatever is going on. Why is this all happening sort of at this time of the year? Why is it all of a sudden exploding? The universe says we have to change. Energy has been sent to this planet like never before. You have never had this experience before, mark my word. This is why you are even difficultly or challenged to handle the change inside of you as a human being, because you're not totally used to this energy shift that's going on. Because it's a higher vibration, if you want to use the term. Okay? So we're getting adjusted physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually all at the same time. And we're on it. We're on that ride. And if you want to call it the roller coaster, sometimes I'm going to get off, right? Oh, yeah. There's been a few times I've thought, and believe it or not, this past Thursday was one of those days I would have said, get me off the ride. I want off. I want to just stay to stop. I did. I was thinking, what the heck's going on? Well, then I reminded myself, didn't you? You've been saying this to everybody, Jim, and now you're on the ride with them. Oh, yeah. How did I get sucked up in a ride when I said I shouldn't be on the ride? Well, you're here, aren't you? Yeah. So back to the planet Earth. We're on this planet, and we're on the ride. So you've heard that expression, I want to get off, right? Has anybody ever heard somebody say, I want off the planet? Guess what? No. There's no getting off. Mm-mm. Because you know why? You all volunteered and asked to come here for this experience called change. You did. I saw all of you in the classroom on the other side, and I saw every one of you raise your hand, and every old butch, smart ass in the back of the room, excuse me, but that he was. He thought he was pretty cocky. I can do this. Yeah, send him, okay. And God said, come on up here, butch. Guess what? We're going to put you in charge of a church for a while. No, I don't think I can do that. Yes, you can. Oh, my gosh. There's got to be something going on here. Well, that's what happens. You get smarty pants in the back of the room. You get stuck with little jobs like this, okay? That's what happens, see? Yeah, see? Back to that awareness. You think I'm kidding you? That's the truth. You have set yourself up for this here because you thought you were a little bit of, I know something nobody else knows. And, oh, they'll help you out a little bit with that. Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to have an easy ride in this lifetime, too, because I'm not supposed to be in charge of anything. They made me the president of this. I'm not supposed to be the president. I'm not supposed to be the leader. How did I get stuck with this job? I was supposed to sit back there and be quiet, go along for the ride. No, you're supposed to. You asked for it, even though, you know, it might have been through your own smart remarks, saying, I can do it. Well, okay, we'll make you in charge then. Because you're asked to grow. That's your little individual little journey. The big journey is all of us going to the big shift. And we all have our little story, right? And your story might be sitting in the back room and being nice and quiet, and yours might be shoved to the front of the classroom and being standing up here. Did I really ask for this, God? Are you sure? Because I thought I was supposed to sit in the back room, the back of the classroom. I remember in school, I wanted to sit in the back row and be quiet. What happened? I remember when I think I was about 5 years old, I was visiting my cousin, and I remember her saying to me, like, what's wrong with you? You never talk. Wow. I probably should have stayed in that mode, right? Don't talk, huh? Yeah, right. So what happened? I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure this one out, God. What happened? I thought I was okay with being quiet. You know, it was working for me. Well, I was listening, apparently. You know what happens when you go to class and you listen? You tend to learn something, right? You do. So maybe that was my little lesson for when I was at that time in my life. I can't figure this all out. But I will go back to I have accepted my place in life, if that's a word. Thank you, God. That's my attitude, by the way, today, is gratitude. I thank you, God, for this beautiful opportunity to be present with all you wonderful people on this journey called life. Thank you for joining me, or maybe I'm joining you. All I know is we're here all together. Thank you. Everybody signed up to be here and go through this experience called the Great Shift. Maybe there's another word for it. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody label it yet. But I call it the greatest shift that we have ever experienced as humans. Does anybody remember being around when the dinosaurs were here? Does anybody remember having to go out there and battle the dinosaurs and all that kind of stuff? And a few of you were here, by the way. But that was the start of mankind. Before the dinosaurs, humans really weren't here. There was other things that came before us. okay? And I'm not sure the exact order, but that was always a consciousness of whatever that was going on at that time. Remember that? There was a consciousness. There was. And as we evolved, that's what this planet has been doing, constantly evolving into higher stages of vibration. And now we're shifted to another one. And that's why I said, this is nothing you can say I have ever experienced before. And that's okay, because you said, well, I don't know how I'm going to handle it. I've had a lot of people ask me that, how am I going to make it? How am I going to get through this great shift? Believe that you can. Accept the fact that you can. I will. I am. I have. Back to past, present, and future. It's all now anyway, isn't it? Remember that one? It's all, everything yesterday and tomorrow is right now. It's kind of cool to think we got rid of the clock, isn't it? Us as humans, back to that training program, you were taught to look at the clock on the wall, you were taught this and that, taught that. Where is the real knowing? Where is the real truth at, by the way? Yeah, I got it. It's inside you. Absolutely. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that thinking that you got the truth residing inside of you? Did you need to go to a classroom to find that out? No, you didn't. It was already inside.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.